Thank you, Mr. President. We'd like to welcome the delegation of Philippines and thank them for the presentation of their national report. My delegation appreciates the efforts of Philippines to implement the recommendations received during the previous cycles of the UPR. The creation of Interagency National Anti-Environmental Crime Task Force and the poverty reduction programs like the Conditional Cash Transfer Program, Sustainable Livelihood Program, and the Comprehensive and Integrated Delivery of Social Services Program are commendable steps taken by Philippines for enhancing the goal of sustainable development. We believe that Philippines has done noteworthy work to ensure universal health care through its various programs aimed at making the system more equitable, inclusive, transparent, and accountable while allocating adequate resources. We acknowledge the actions taken by Philippines for the promotion and protection of the rights of women and children in the form of laws and policies such as Enhanced Basic Education Act of 2013, Women's Edge Plan, and the Philippines Framework Plan for Women. Mr. President, my delegation would like to recommend that Philippines may, number one, further strengthen the community-based rehabilitation program for the drug addicts, inpatients and outpatients for their integration in the society. Number two, continue implementation of its 10-point socio-economic agenda and make skills enhancement programs on the basis of human resource roadmap for 2016 till 2022. Thank you, Mr. President.